Payne Radio, AM 1240.
All right, welcome to Catholic High Basketball here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. It's the initial broadcast of Catholic High Basketball, and tonight's contest, we're going to pit the Panthers against the inter-parish rival, the Louisville Tigers, in a big district game. And we're here at Catholic High in the Father John Dish Gym, and the Panthers are coached, of course, by Josh Gilbo, and on the other sideline is Coach Eric Howard. Panthers come in 7-8. Fresh off a big district battle and a hard-fought loss to Ascension Episcopal on the road right now. Well, the Panthers have the number 8 power rating in Division 3, but they're 0-2 in district, having lost their initial district game a week ago. Meanwhile, the Tigers come in with a record of 3-4, and Louisville's district record also is 0-2, so one of these teams will leave here with a win tonight. They also come in with a power rating of 42 in Class 2A, which is the non-select. So, and of course, this being a big district rival game, it's pretty important for the Panthers to get off that two-game losing streak and bring a district win home. Meanwhile, you might have heard towards the end of the in our broadcast when we came on the air, Madison Bienvenu was given an honorary ball tonight. She scored her 2,000th point for the Lady Panthers just recently, and also confirming she's also the all-time leading scorer in the history of Lady Panther basketball. So nice kudos to that young lady as she started playing here at Catholic High in the 7th grade for the Lady Panthers. So for her, that's just a distinguished honor to be the all-time leading scorer here for the Lady Panthers of Catholic High. And, of course, this game, as always, is brought to you in part by Armitage Jewelry, Spanish Lake Market, Hike Menville and Grubbs, Gulf America Wire Rope, Ramirez Power Sports, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Action Specialties, Allstate Credit, Orr & Glass, Landry Watkins, Rotaski & Bro, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, Arsenal Ford, Iberia Medical Center, McDonald's, your local McDonald's, J.P. Thibodeau, Morris & Michael Hike Attorneys, Bayrod Transportation, Shertai Apartments, The Quarter Tavern, Hennigan Team Dentistry, Sester Wealth Management, and Catholic High. And we'll be back with more pregame after this brief timeout. You're listening to CHS Basketball here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240.
Hi, I'm Corey Avery, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you and God bless.
In 1945, Roy Bayrod started a company that would become one of the top mega transport companies in America. Since then, we've moved some of the heaviest and largest objects on the planet. Learn more at BayrodTrans.com. Bayrod, the mega transport experts.
This is Braden Bayrod. The Bayrod team is a proud supporter of the Louisville Tigers. We'd like to wish the team and our very own Andrew Bayrod and Hunter Freeu a great season. Go Tiger!
The Quarter Tavern at 910 East Main Street is the place to watch sports. 18 TVs, where else would you want to watch the big game? The Quarter Tavern is also your home for the best drink prices in DeBary. Most domestic beer is just $2 all day, every day, except when they're cheaper. And the happiest hours, 5 until 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, when most drinks are just a dollar. The Quarter Tavern open 9 a.m. daily, and check out their Facebook page for monthly and daily pop-up schedules. This Friday, it's Dustin Ray and Southern Groove.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
J.P. Thibodeau wants to thank everyone within the community for making the last 50 years truly exceptional, and they cannot wait for the next 50 years to come. J.P. Thibodeau is a family-owned dealership that's been in business since 1969 and prides itself in outstanding customer satisfaction. J.P. Thibodeau offers a large selection of new Nissan, Honda, and Kia cars, as well as an extensive selection of quality certified and pre-owned vehicles. At J.P. Thibodeau, it's not just about selling cars, it's about making sure their customers get the car they want at the price they want from a dealership that they can trust. And once they do get you into the car of your dreams, they want to make sure that you can always come back to the dealership for any questions, concerns, or service, and they'll treat your vehicle as if it's their very own, because in their minds, you are part of the JPT family. JP Thibodeau, Highway 90, Exit 126 in New Iberia. For more information, find them online at jpthibodeau.com.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
Well, tonight, leading the Panthers, CHS leading scorer is Javion Willis. He's averaging about 13 a game, and Trey Amos, the fine quarterback on the football team, is averaging about 12. Meanwhile, that was a tough loss last week. I was speaking with Coach Gilbo off the air earlier this evening, and the Panthers that night getting beat 33-28. They hit 7 out of 43 shots. I mean, just a horrific night. He said they couldn't even throw it in the ocean that night. It just didn't matter. That was over at in Youngsville. But the last time these two teams met, the Tigers of Lorville and the Panthers, took down the Tigers twice last year by scores of 59-40 and 69-29. But it's a new year of basketball, mind you, and let's see how the Panthers and Tigers stack up this year with their game. So, and this is the initial broadcast of Cathcart basketball, so we should have some fireworks tonight. They're getting ready to, we got about a little over 3 minutes, I guess, before we tip it off. So we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with more pregame after this brief timeout. You're listening to CHS Basketball here on Kane Radio 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back.
This ranch is not about cattle or animals. We're talking about plants and much, much more. That's the Landscape Ranch right here in New Iberia. You can find all sorts of plants such as annuals, palm trees, and container trees, as well as a variety of chemicals and fertilizers to keep them healthy. Locally owned, they provide bulk materials such as sand, soil, limestone, rock, and they'll deliver right to your doorstep. While you're there, you can visit their lobby. You'll find gifts provided by local artists. The Landscape Ranch, located where Jefferson Terrace meets Main Street.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi. I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
Here at Orson O'Ford, we're in the final days of the year, and these sweet deals are almost gone. Get $15,000 off on select Expedition XLTs in stock.
Sweet.
We make it easy at Orson O'Ford.
From the Kawasaki Ninja Sports Bikes to the Kawasaki Jet Ski Watercraft, Kawasaki and Romero Power Sports makes it easier than ever to put yourself on your dream machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, Watercraft mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
And we're underway here. Is there a quick tip-off as the Panthers knock it out of bounds. Trey Amos and Lorville's got the ball now and going through some shuttling. They got a ball out here on the wing. Driving is Jacob, kicking it underneath, and it's taken away by the Panthers. Javion Willis, but he steps on the end line. And that's a turnover for the Panthers here early in the action. There's no score. If you're just joining us, our initial broadcast starting for the Panthers tonight is Trey Amos, K.K. Reno, Javion Willis, along with Trace Williams and Sam Trotter. On the floor for the Tigers is the Twins, Colin Jacob and Caleb Jacob, along with Deal Butler and the fine athlete Alexander. And just the action underway here, top of the key, as Jacob drives it down. Butler, trying to look for a shot. He pumps a three. On him is Javion Willis. Willis on him pretty quick. Sam Trotter here on four, and it's Deal back out front to Colin Jacob. He drives with the left hand. He's cut off by number two. And, of course, that's K.K. Reno back out here to, as I get used to the calling the names out, there's a drive, put it up, no good. Panthers knock it out of bounds. So Panthers have yet to have a really good possession. Louisville's taken two or three shots here and haven't been successful in hitting any of them. Of course, the Panthers in their traditional home whites with the red lettering and numerals, along with Louisville in their dark. And they got a five-second call, so Louisville couldn't get the ball in. It turns it over, their first turnover of the game. And the Panthers, Javion Willis will take it out under the Panther, I should say the Louisville goal. Of course, we're sitting over here in the scores table. Panthers going from our left to our right. Of course, Louisville the opposite, right to our left. Javion Willis has got here out top of the key. Panthers pretty much stationary right now as number two, K.K. Reno's out here. Quick pitch over here to Javion Willis, looking inside, trying to get it in, kick it back out, and there's K.K. Reno for a three, and he drills it for the first points of the game. And the Panthers are on the scoreboard with a big three by K.K. Reno. And it's taken back in, coming down quickly is Caleb Jacob, one of the twins for the Louisville team. His twin brother wears number 12, and that's Caleb. Colin and Caleb, 3 and 12, kick it back out to Colin. Over here to number four, and that's a Deal. Deal's going to take a long three off the back iron. No good. Rebound by number 11. And up and under shot and goes in for Butler. So it's 3-2 in favor of the Panthers as Louisville with a little three-quarter press, zone press. And Panthers got to get it across the line. They do quickly to Sam Trotter. Feeds it into K.K. Reno. Up and under. It comes off the rim. No good. Had a shot a little softer. Might have gone in a little too hard and quickly moving in Colin. Colin kicking back out to Deal. Deal back out to Colin out at midcourt, top of the key. Kick out here to Zion Alexander over here on the left wing. Kick it into the corner. Picked up by K.K. Reno out here to the top. Quickly around to the other side. Free throw line extended. Dribbling it back out is 12. That's Caleb Jacob. Number 11, Butler, they just running a high weave. There's a long three off the back of the rim. No good. And Trey Amos with the rebound. He brings it up the left sideline. Driving to the hoop right away, up and under with a left hand. No good as he missed the layup. Coming back down quickly is Butler. Butler's going to drive the baseline, chunk it up, and it rolls in for a deuce. And he's got four, and the Panthers have three. And Louisville right now on top of the Panthers, 4-3 with 4:38 left here in the first quarter. Sam Trotter going to drive to the bucket. Misses it, taken away by Trey Amos, up and under. And he's got a deuce here, and it's 5-4 Panthers. There's a long three, no good. Coming out to number 12, Caleb, in quickly to Colin. Colin goes up, had a hand in his face. Panthers don't get the rebound. He's kicked out here to his twin. Bounces up. They could have caught a double. They didn't catch it. And Deal brings it back out. He fakes a three. Over here to Colin Jacob. Back out here to Butler at the top of the key. Looking for some movement underneath over in the corner. A fake shot by Deal. And there goes Jacob. Kicks it back out to Alexander. He's going to try a long three. And barely touches rim, but it hits the net, stays in play underneath the basket as K.K. Reno picks it up. On the scoreboard, they got it 4-4, so maybe that the shot that Reno hit might have only been a two. I thought it was a three. Maybe I didn't watch closely if the hands went up. So it is 4-4. There's a big alley-oop dunk by Trey Amos as he gets his fourth point of the night on a dunk. And the Panthers go up 6-4 with 3:16 and the clock moving here. Just a great pass there, too, as Trey Amos extended himself about a foot above the basket with his hands and just slammed it down. Got the crowd a little excited. And there's a foul. I'm sure it's going to be on K.K. Reno for his first foul here in the game and the first foul for the Panthers. So 3:02 left to go here. It's a 6-4 Panther lead here in the first period. So in the meantime, 6-4 Panthers. As number 12, that's Caleb out here to his brother on the left wing. He's going to drive. KK Reno playing good defense, moving his feet. Sam Trahan gets number 4, and that's a deal to pass it out. Picked up front court. Trace Williams moving around. There goes Caleb for a layup. Sam Trotter with the rebound. Gives it off here to Javian Willis. Over here to KK Reno going in for a shot. Is that Trey Amos? Trey Amos, excuse me. Wasn't 2, it was 0. And the left-hander should be able to tell. And he's fouled. So Trey Amos will be at the line for 2 shots. And sitting here in front of me here to ready to go in is Preston Sester. So it's Trey Amos will be at the line for 2 shots. First shot's up. And off the front of the rim, no good. And he'll have the back end of the 2-shot foul. Sam Trotter comes out where Preston Sester comes in. Where's number 11? 5'10". Player in the second shot, the tray is good. So it's 7-4 Panthers, 2:34 and the clock moving here in the first period. As the Panthers playing basically a man-to-man defense. Over here on the left wing extended to Butler. Butler over here kicks it out to Deal. Deal back out to Caleb. There's a steal there. Or KK, Trey Amos had the steal, and I think they're going to catch 14 Zion Alexander on a push-off. Yep, that's what they did. So Alexander picks up a foul. And the second team foul, I missed the first one. I'll have to check with the official scorekeeper. Panther cheering section up and ready over here on the far side. So kick it out here to Trace Williams. Kick it inside. Kick it out in the corner. There's a long 3, and it's good there by Davian Willis as he scores his first points of the night on a 3. And it's 10-4 Panthers. Quickly, kick it back out here to one of the twins. That's Colin Jacob. Colin Jacob dribbling, pushes it back out here to Butler. Butler is being covered by KK Reno. He drops it. It's taken away by Trey Amos. Nice spin move. Goes up and under and puts it in. Just a fine job by Trey Amos as he scores his 7th point. And it's 12-4 with 1:30 left to go here in the Catholic High student section. It's pretty exciting. In the meantime, Colin's looking. He's getting in his face. Amos trying to get a steal, but Colin's going to drive, kick it inside. Nice pass, and just about passed it away as they kick it in again. Going up and under is number 4, and that's Deal for his first bucket to make it 12-6 with 1 minute left to go here in the first period. Lorville's picking it up right at about three-quarter court as they get it across the timeline over to Trace Williams. He kicks it over here in the corner. There's a long 3 off the rim. No good. Rebound by Lorville. Kick it out to half court. Quickly down the floor. Up and under. And Zion Alexander passed up a layup. There's a long 3 by Colin Jacob. And he scores as it's now 12-9 with 34 seconds left. The clock moving here. In the last minute of play. Inside it goes to Sester. And he goes up and in for his first 2 of the night, and it's 14-9 with 22 seconds left to go here in the first period as Zion Alexander, the fine athlete, I think he signed a scholarship with Southeastern. They kick it over in the left wing extended out here to Caleb Jacob. Caleb up at the free between the leg, trying to drive. He's cut off by a host of Panthers, kicks it inside. There's a shot up and in. Again, that's Deal right at the buzzer, so it's 14-11. In favor of the Panthers as we head to the second quarter. You're listening to Catholic High Basketball here on Kane Radio FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back after this minute.
When considering your health care, you don't have to leave Iberia Parish for nationally recognized care and service. Iberia Medical Center has been serving the parish and surrounding communities since 1960. They're recognized nationally for patient care, receiving the Women's Choice Award as one of America's best hospitals for patient experience for 2 consecutive years. They've received the Studer Group Excellence in Patients Care Award for communication with doctors, and they were designated as one of Louisiana's top hospitals in both 2013 and 14. Iberia Medical Center, improving the health and quality of life in our community.
If you have been injured in an automobile accident and are seeking legal representation, look no further than Hike Menvel & Grubbs. The attorneys at Hike Menvel & Grubbs use both their knowledge of the law and their lifetime experiences in Acadiana to provide superior legal representation for their clients. With many years of combined know-how, we will fight for what you deserve. Hike Menvel & Grubbs. Working hard to protect your rights.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
Well, we're getting ready to head into the second quarter as the Panthers jump out, and it was a three. The officials came over. There was some discussion. I thought it was a three. I saw him raise his hands up around his head. So it's 15-11 here, heading to the second quarter as the Panthers right now, both teams in man-to-man defense, and the Panthers take it out at midcourt. As K.K. Reno brings across the timeline, as the Panthers shift out, basically look like in a 1-3-1 offense. Sestry's running the baseline, kick it out here on the right wing to Trace Williams over to Javion Willis, and Javion cuts through as a cutter, trying to get it inside, over in the corner to Willis, kick it back out to Trace Williams. He brings it back out to Willis. He's going to take a three from the top of the key, off the back iron, no good. As Lauraville hustling down the floor, kick it out in the corner to Caleb, and it's rebounded there by Trace Williams as he's coming back up the floor, and it's intercepted as he tried to get it over to Session. They've got a foul here. Number two, K.K. Reno, and that's the Panthers' second team foul, and the second on K.K. Reno. Coming in for K.K. will be number 22 here, and that's Matthew Andre, a 5'8 guard here on the Panther team. So, we'll see how that's going to work out there. So, Andre, a 5'8 guard, a junior. Out again is Jacob trying to find somebody. So, Alexander comes out and pitches it over here to Colin Jacob, as I've got the twins separated now. Anyway, dribbling out front, clock moving. Nice, almost stolen away by, and as an offensive foul, absolutely. And that might cost him a T. As he pounced the ball on the floor, the call was made. So that's the first foul here on Mr. Colin Jacob, number three. And as he charged into Trace Williams, he bounced the ball pretty hard on the floor, but it didn't go above his ankles. So the referee told him one more, I think, and you're going to tee up. Over here, the Sestra right wing extended here, trying to find it as Matthew Andre trying to kick it out here to Sestry. He's got a shot from the top of the key off the back of the board and over the backboard, and it's going to be Lorville's ball underneath their Panther goal. So it's 15-11 here with 6:35 left to go here in the second period, as Lorville will take it out from under the basket as Alexander's right now bringing it across the court on the far side. Panther defense in a man-to-man. As a kick out here to Caleb Jacob, being covered by Sestra. Sestra's picked. Caleb's going to try to drive in. He's cut off. And Alexander thought about taking a three, pings it back out. As Caleb Jacob looking, getting it inside to Deal. Deal up and in for the shot. As he's got six of the Lorville's 13 points here with 6:03 left to go. It's 15-13 Lorville. And it's kicked over here to Javion Willis, quickly to Trey Amos. He's going to kick it back to Andre. He fakes. Nice move. Up and in. Lays it up and in. Fine shot there by Andre as he gets on the board for the first 2 points in the period for the Panthers. And it's almost stolen away. It is by Trace Williams. Going to fire it up. It's knocked away. Picked up by Sestra. He kicks it out to Andre, and it's intercepted by Alexander. And another turnover for the Panthers. Quickly again, number 10 in the game for Lorville. Shot off the rim, no good, as the Panthers retrieve it. As number 10 in the game, that's Williams for Lorville. Quickly down the floor over here to, and he goes up and under, and Sester's fouled. He's going to get two shots. We'll see who the foul's on. Four black, and that's Deal. That's his first foul, and that's the team's fourth. But Sessions going to have two shots at it. He's got 2 points already this evening. Here's the first free throw. It's up and in. So we have the back end of the two-shot foul. 5:09 left to go here in the first period. It's 18-13 Panthers over the Tigers of Louisville. Panthers, see if they made any more substitutions. Not yet. Sessions going to take his second. Up and in over the rim and good. Falls down. And it goes to 19-13. The Panthers have a six-point lead with 5 minutes left to go here. Number 34 in the game, and it's Swear. Swear dribbling, trying to kick it inside to Deal. Deal fakes, goes up and under, and gets a layup as he gets the Panther off his feet. As Deal's got 8 of the 15 points for the Tigers right now. Over here to Willis. Willis to Trace, trying to beat that little zone press here. Trying to protect the ball, kick it out to Javion Willis. Willis is going to drive, kick it in the corner, looking around. He's going to take a long three, and it's good for Willis as he is the second three of the game. It's 22-15 Panthers. As Swear drives it down the right sideline, he's being bumped by 22. And Andre picks up his first foul. And the Panthers pick up 1, 2, 3 fouls. So coming out for a little breather, Trey Amos taking his spot right now is number one. That's Shea Lee. Shea Lee's in the game. They pitch it in there to one of the Jacobs, and they're going to call a travel. Although maybe they might have had 10. That's what's that's a young man by the name of Trace Williams. Might have had a foul, but it called traveling. So it's 22-15, another turnover for Louisville. Game is, I can't say sloppy, but just some poor passes here early. So 22-15, 4:17, the clock moving right now. As K.K. Reno's back in the ball game on the floor for the Panthers. Sester, Reno, Andre, and there's Willis with a the jumper, but he misses it. And also Shea Lee on the floor for the Panthers. And there's 11 driving towards the basket at the Butler. It's taken away, but it goes out of bounds. It hit the baseline. Another turnover for Louisville. So coaches right now exchanging shouts here with the referees. That's the Panthers right now. On the floor for Louisville is Alexander Deal. Swear, number 11, Butler, along with one of the Jacob twins. So Panthers moving the ball around, kick it over here to K.K. Reno. Out here to Willis. Willis going to try another three off the back end. Sefter on the rebound. Kick it back out inside. Another poor pass as Louisville picks it up, bringing it down the floor. Nice pass there by Swear over here to Alexander. Panthers rebound on the back. Looks like it'll be number three. And that's gonna be his second. That's Colin Jacob. So Louisville picking up the team fouls right now. They're one away from a bonus. So Panthers will take it out up 22-15, 3:21 left to go here in the ball game. As I think neither team has used a timeout. So K.K. Reno bringing it up. Hippity hop, yo-yo dribble. Looking for it inside. Kick it out to Sester, top of the key. Kicks it inside to Trotter, who's back in the game. And it's stolen away by Caleb Jacob. And he goes up for a reverse layup, and it's good. And he gets his first points of the game. And it's now 22-17 with 2:56 and the clock moving here in the second period. As KK kicks it out on the left wing to Sester, looking, kick it back out to Andre. Andre trying to find somebody inside, kick it back out. There's a little movement there, trying to get it in. The ball's kicked there by Swear. As Sam Trotter's a good, he's tallest man on the floor right now. He's a good 6'3", possibly 4", along with Alexander's about 6'2", or so, possibly 6'3". And looks like we're going to have a technical foul here. Technical foul on the Louisville coach. So anyway, so let's see. The Panthers are going to send to the line with a technical as Matthew Andre will step to the line for a technical foul shot. Andre's got 2 points here in the game. Shots up and good. The lefty. A little partial to that. So he'll try his second shot. The technical's on the coach.
I'm sorry.
Ready for the second shot. Off the back iron, no good. So hits the first, misses the second. The Panthers are going to have the ball, too, on the technical and on the coach or the bench, one or the other. So K.K. Reno is going to take it out near midcourt. He's going to throw it into Matthew Andre in the back row. He brings it up with the right hand, kicks it out, try a steal there. As K.K. Reno is going to drive by people, he's going to try a 12-footer. Off the rim, no good. Amos almost tipped that in. Shea Lee, I should say. There's a trying again. A layup, another layup. They got a foul inside. You're going to see who it's going to be on. And here we go, number two. So that's K.K. Reno. That's his third personal, if my math is right. The Panthers have 14 fouls. So K.K. Reno picks up his third personal foul. Free throw up and in, good. By number 11, that's Butler, and that's his fifth point as he's shooting two here. Next one's off the back of the iron and coming down with the rebound is Shea Lee. So it's 23-17, 2:23 left to go here. It's Trey Amos waiting to come in. And on the floor for the Panthers, Andre, Reno, Lee, Trotter, and Sester. I was a little high. They were just trying to get Shea Lee to get up for an easy layup, and they threw it out of bounds. So I don't think Shea Lee can jump up 12 feet. That's where the ball was. As K.K. Reno comes out the game with three personal fouls. He's the only Panther in foul trouble right now. Coming down the floor is Caleb Jacob. Hands it over to Alexander with 2 minutes left to go here in the second period. 23-18 Panthers. As number 10, that's Williams. Casually handing it back to number four, and that's Deal. He's the leading scorer for the Tigers right now with eight. And they call a push. 34 as Mr. Sam Trotter picks up his first and the Panthers fifth. Lorville's got 16 fouls. We got a substitute coming in as Caleb Jacob comes in on the floor for the Panthers right now. Pretty much the starting five other than Shea Lee on the floor. And there's a foul there. Is that going to be the 1-1? Looks like the foul is on 12. That's Caleb Butler, his second, team seventh foul. So the Panthers will have a 1-1 with Trace Williams at the line. So far, Williams hadn't scored yet in this ball game. So we'll see if he can't get it going here on the front end of a 1-1 with 1:46 left to go here in the game. His first shot's up, and it's in. So he'll get another. Substitution's coming in, number 30 for the Panthers. And that's DJ Neville coming in for Shea Lee. Back into 24-18 with the made free throw as Trace Williams tries to hit the back end of the second. It's up off the rim and falls through. So the Panthers get two at the line. And it's 25-18 with 1:42. The clock moving here in the second period. As Swear brings it across the line. Looking for a pick. He gets it from Alexander. So he's going to take a long three. Off the back iron. No good. Panthers with the rebound is Neville, who just entered the ball game. As Gavion Willis comes down the floor. He's going to up and leaner. And do we have a foul? Or a walk? Trying to see who the foul's on. Not sure, but who the foul's on, but Willis is going to be at the line for two shots, it looks like. He's got 6 points in the ball game. His first shot's up and rims out. No good. He'll have another. Panthers tonight, free throw shooting. Not bad. Here comes the next. And it's good by Willis, so he hits one out of two. Panthers extend their lead to 26-18 with 1:20 left to go here, 80 seconds here in the second period. That's number 10. Williams brings it across the line, switches hands, kicks it out to Swear. Swear being covered by Neville. There's a pass it inside, and overpassing the ball, the Panthers knock it out as Williams tried to go underneath the basket and hit somebody there for a layup, but Panther defender there to knock it out of bounds. So they'll take it in under their goal, and it's kicked away and taken away by Neville over to Trace Williams. He throws it inside the way, just a little too quick. Should have even headed to the basket and try to draw a foul. So 59 seconds left to go here in the second period. 26-18 Panthers. A little sloppy, not bad. Big district game as both these teams are 0-2 in district. Panthers lost their two on the road. This is their first home district game. That's number 11 is dribbling it around. That's Butler. He's going to go up and under, and he misses it. And on the rebound is Trey Amos. Panthers with 44 seconds. Come down quickly. Trace Williams with a three and drills it. So he gets his first field goal of the evening. And the Panthers add to that lead. It's 29-18 with 26 seconds left to go. Kick it back out. It's going to be a two if it's good. Off the back iron, no good. Panthers watching the rebound as Trey Henry through the legs dribble is across midcourt. Out here, one shot with 14 seconds. Panthers trying to slow it down, increase that lead from 11 to 12, 13, or possibly 14. So as Javion Willis with 4 seconds, he's got to move. He's got to take a long three. Off the backboard, he didn't call it, but it's good on that long three. And the Panthers take a 32-18 lead at halftime on that shot by Javion Willis hitting the three. And shot. So Panthers scoring inside and out tonight. So we'll have a 10-minute break for halftime. Catch up with some of our sponsors. You're listening to Catholic High Basketball here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with more halftime right after this.
Raymond's Food and Furniture has been locally owned and operated since 1941. With their 18,000 square foot showroom floor, Freeman's Furniture Store is certain to have what you're looking for. Need a comfortable mattress? Tempur-Pedic and Sealy are like no other, and they're only available at Freeman's. With 60-month interest-free financing, you couldn't sleep better. Freeman's Food and Furniture Complex, located on the corner of Hopkins and Admiral Doyle Drive, right here in New Iberia. Visit Freeman's soon.
Morris Hike and Michael Hike, attorneys at law, obtaining over $10 million in judgments and settlements, over 10,000 hours of courtroom experience. Personally meeting with each and every client, Morris Hike and Michael Hike. We live here, we work here, we play here. When you need an attorney, you need the hometown advantage. Morris Hike and Michael Hike, attorneys at law, West St. Peter Street, New Iberia.
It's one-stop shopping for all your fuel, food, and tailgating needs at the Spanish Lake Market on West Old Spanish Trail in New Iberia. They offer the Shell Fuel Rewards Program, offering discounts every time you fill up tailgating. Their beer cave has the coldest beer around, along with a propane tank exchange. Whether it's early morning pick-me-ups or late-night snacking needs, they get you in and out quickly and on to the game. Open from 5 a.m. until midnight, 7 days a week. Visit them before or after the game.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Hi, I'm Tony Landry for Gulf America Wire Rope in Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-field service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
The tradition continues. Hi, I'm Donald Hennigan with Hennigan Team Dentistry. I, along with my entire team, have served Iberia Parish and the surrounding communities for the past 39 years. I'm happy to announce that my daughter, Dr. Abigail Hennigan Daly, has just recently joined us as a dental associate. Together, we commit to offering the best possible dental care in a relationship of trust and confidence. Call our office today at 364-2156 and allow us to change the way you feel about dentistry. Go Panthers!
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Father John Dish Gym, where the Panthers hold a commanding 32-18 lead over the Louisville Tigers in district action. And bear with me, that's the Panther dance team out on the floor with the music in the background. But we're here at halftime. Panthers scored 15 in the first period and matched that with a little couple more with 17 in the second period. Meanwhile, the Tigers were scoring 11 in the first period and only 7 in the second. Reason for the Panther 14-point lead. We're about 6.5 minutes left to go here in halftime. So the Panthers with a nice lead. Leading the Panthers charge right now is with 10 points is Javian Willis with 10. Next in line with my math, it looks like it's Trey Amos with 7. He scored them all in the first period. He's scoreless in the second. And also with a big three, Trace Williams. So Panthers right now with a commanding 32-18 lead. Leading the Tigers of Louisville is Dio with 8 points, followed by Butler with 5 and Jacob with a 3 and the twin Caleb Jacob with 2. So we're here at halftime. We're going to take another quick break, 2-minute break, and we'll be back with more halftime. You're listening to Catholic High Basketball here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back.
Here at Orson O'Ford, we're in the final days of the year, and these sweet deals are almost gone. Get $15,000 off on select Expedition XLTs in stock.
Sweet.
We make it easy at Orson O'Ford.
The Quarter Tavern at 910 East Main Street is the place to watch sports. 18 TVs. Where else would you want to watch the big game? The Quarter Tavern is also your home for the best drink prices in DeBary. Most domestic beer is just $2 all day, every day, except when they're cheaper. And the happiest hours, 5 until 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, when most drinks are just $1. The Quarter Tavern open 9 a.m. daily, and check out their Facebook page for monthly and daily pop-up schedules. This Friday, it's Dustin Ray and Southern Groove.
At Sestra Wealth, our goal is simple. We want to help you define, reach, and exceed your financial goals. Using our processes, we prepare clients for both the expected and unexpected life brings us. No one can predict the future, but we can certainly help prepare for it at Sestra Wealth. For all that we expect in life and what we don't expect in life, we strive to prepare clients for all life has to offer. So for all life has to offer, contact Bert Sestra and Jenny Vize at Sestra Wealth. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM Advisors and Sestra Wealth are separate entities from Triad Advisors, LLC.
Landry Watkins Rapaski & Bro is a full-service law firm that's been counseling and representing clients in the Acadiana area for over 60 years. Our firm takes great pride in sponsoring the CHS Brent Index Show on Kane Radio AM 1240, for which Catholic High is dedicated to the development for students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring, discipline, compassion, and zeal. Landry Watkins from Rapaski & Bro, located at 211 East Main Street in New Iberia.
When considering your health care, you don't have to leave Iberia Parish for nationally recognized care and service. Iberia Medical Center has been serving the parish and surrounding communities since 1960. They're recognized nationally for patient care, receiving the Women's Choice Award as one of America's best hospitals for patient experience for 2 consecutive years. They've received the Studer Group Excellence in Patients Care Award for communication with doctors, and they were designated as one of Louisiana's top hospitals in both 2013 and 14. Iberia Medical Center, improving the health and quality of life in our community.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at the Father John Dish Gym here at Catholic High School here in New Iberia for a district battle between the, inter-parish rivals, and that's the Catholic High Panthers and the Louisville Tigers. Panthers on top right now, 32-18, with a little under 3 minutes to go before we start the third quarter as both teams back on the floor. Warming up, taking their shots. Game was a little hectic at times, a lot of turnovers, but Panthers settled in a little bit more in the second quarter as they outscored the Tigers by a score of 17-7. Pretty much the difference in the game right now at 32-18. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take another 2-minute break and be back with the third quarter and more of Catholic High and Louisville Tiger basketball. You listen to Kane Radio AM 1240 and FM 107.5. We'll be right back.
J.P. Thibodeau wants to thank everyone within the community for making the last 50 years truly exceptional, and they cannot wait for the next 50 years to come. J.P. Thibodeau is a family-owned dealership that's been in business since 1969 and prides itself in outstanding customer satisfaction. J.P. Thibodeau offers a large selection of new Nissan, Honda, and Kia cars, as well as an extensive selection of quality certified and pre-owned vehicles. At J.P. Thibodeau, it's not just about selling cars, it's about making sure their customers get the car they want at the price they want from a dealership that they can trust. And once they do get you into the car of your dreams, they want to make sure that you can always come back to the dealership for any questions, concerns, or service, and they'll treat your vehicle as if it's their very own, because in their minds, you are part of the JPT family. JP Thibodeau, Highway 90, Exit 126 in New Iberia. For more information, find them online at jpthibodeau.com.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi, I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours, up to $2,500 for college, and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
SureTie's extended stay at 218 West St. Peter Street offers a convenient way for an inexpensive opportunity for you in a rental atmosphere. Are you tired of paying high prices in a poorly located unit? Rooms are fully furnished with comfortable beds, full-size refrigerators, flat-screen TVs, stoves, microwaves, free Wi-Fi, but sorry, no pets. You're protected by cameras on well-lit grounds where the owners call it home, too. Located in downtown New Iberia, inquire about their weekly rates and enjoy the convenience of extended stay living. It's SureTie's extended stay, 218 West St. Peter Street. Call 578-5298.
K-A-N-E Radio.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
K298 CQ.
New Iberia, the voice of the Tesh.
We're back here at Catholic High for this inter-parish rivalry in District 7-2A as the Panthers take on the Lorville Tigers here at, as I mentioned, for the John Dish Gym. Panthers up 32-18. Lorville will get the ball at midcourt as we begin the third period here. And passing it into his twin brother. Check that. That's Alexander getting the pass. Is picked up by Trace Williams. Pretty much the same starting lineups that started the game for both the Panthers and the Tigers. And there's a keep away, but it's retrieved by Alexander. He's going to try a three off the rim. It's rebound there, goes far out to Willis. He brings it up the fourth sideline, back to the middle of the court. He's going to drive it in, up with a layup and up and in, and good for Willis for the first 2 points here in the third period. Catholic High extends their lead to 34-18 with 7.5 minutes left to go here in the third period as Alexander is bringing it up, kicks it off to the left wing to Colin Jacob, and then driving the baseline. Did he step on the line or was there a foul? Wait for the referee. Pretty much there was a foul. Looks like it's on two. And that's KK Reno picking up his fourth and first foul here in the third period as we begin the second half as Sestier comes in to take his spot. Of course, Sestier, a senior guard, comes in about 5'11". There's a kick out of bounds. Good defense there by Sestier as Caleb Jacob passes it into Deal. Deal back to Caleb Jacob. Jacob's going to try to drive. Chester cuts him off. Pass it back outside to Butler. Butler looking. Going to take a long three and bank it off the backboard. And it's good. And that's for his 11th point. Or check that. That's for his ninth point or eighth point. As he back one off the backboard went in. So more power to him. Trace Williams as Javion Willis going to drive and cut through. Kick it inside to Trey Amos. Trey's going to go up in a layup, and he's fouled. The bucket's good as he gets his first point since the first period. And he'll be at the line for the back end of a three-point play. So the Panthers extend their lead 36-21, 6:41 left to go here in the third period. As Trey Amos, fine athlete. He doesn't hit the goal as he threw up that left-handed shot, a little grim on his face. And anyway, so he misses it, and Lorville's going to take the ball out underneath the basket. Usually I thought they'd take it on the free throw line because the ball didn't hit. Anyway, neither here nor there. Panthers are going to pick up at half court in a zone trap, it looks like. They kick it back inside, dribbling, trying to go for a shot. And, oh, what a shot off the top of the backboard. It rolls in, and he's fouled. The basket's good, five. And, of course, that's Javian Willis picks up his first team foul, the second on the Panthers, as Deal knocks it in. And he'll get a chance for a three-pointer. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound to the Panthers. Trey Amos quickly down the floor. Sester goes up. He's hammered. I don't know if they had a foul or not. But the ball goes out of bounds. Panthers will take it up underneath their basket. They set up with a four cross here. Breaking out is Trotter. He's going to take a free throw shot and up and in and good for his, looks like his first points of the night. Panthers up 38-23, 6:15 left to go here in the third period. As the Panthers outscored the Tigers, so 4-6-5. There's a three in the corner there by number 11, and that's Butler, and he gets his second three here in this quarter and closes the gap to 12, 38-26, 5:58 left to go. Kick out to the left wing, extended to Sester. He's going to bring it up near the top of the key over to Willis. Pumps and fakes a three. Kicks it over to the left wing to Williams inside to Trey Amos. He goes up for a short shot, and it's out of bounds on the Panthers as Willis was trying to rebound it. Went off his hands. Louisville take it out underneath the basket. Down the far sideline goes number three, Colin Jacob. Over in the corner to Butler. He's kind of hot right now. He's got two threes in his quarter. 38-26, 5:30, and the clock moving here in the third period. Here in Catholic High at the Father John Dish. Pretty much just a weave up front for Louisville right now as Alexander's got it. He takes it out to the free throw line, extended there on the far side, back up to the top of the key to Colin Jacob. Over to Butler again. He's picked up Sam Trotter inside to the other Jacob inside again. There's a foul on Sestra for a push. No basket. So Sestra picks up his first foul, the Panthers' third team foul here early in the third period. They already have three team fouls and 5:05 left to go. 38-26 Panthers as the Tigers have cut that lead back down. They're going to pass it out here. Alexander stepped out of bounds. I do believe he did. Over here near the scorer's table. So Williams going to if you maybe heard Coach Gilbo, the Tigers are going to 1-2-2 zone. Kick it out here to Parrish. Out. He's going to take a dribble. Pass over the corner of Sester. Kick it back in. Kick ball. It's going to be Panthers ball out of bounds. 4:55, 38-26, third period. As the student section of Catholic High getting a little more excited over there. It's pretty full where they usually spend the student section. Kick it out to Trotter. Trotter looking to pass. Kick it out to Sester over the top of the key. Willis not afraid to put it up. And he drills a three. That'll be his fourth three of the game. 5 points in the quarter. Panthers add to their 41-26 lead now. 4:40 left to go. There's another three off the top of the rim. Drops down. Coming up with it is Trace Williams coming quickly down the floor. He's going to drive the baseline. Kick it out. Back around to Willis. Willis looking to kick it back out in the corner. Trying a long three, and almost a steal there by Williams as the ball goes off the rim, and Louisville picks up the rebound. As coming down with it is Jacob Williams doing a pretty good job defensively in the Panthers in their man-to-man. As Alexander comes out, he's got Williams on a little size advantage, kick it out there to Colin. That's a push off there on Trotter, and the Panthers going to pick up their fourth foul here in the third period. So, they've got it spread out a little bit, so we'll see how that will come into play. So picking up his second foul is Sam Trotter, Matthew Andre here at the table as he's coming in for Trotter, so they're going to lose a little height advantage there. So we'll see. Quickly into Caleb. Jacob forces a shot off the rim, no good, and deals over the back on Andre. Andre doing a good job of the block out. And that's going to be Deal's second foul and the second team foul on the Tigers. So bringing the ball down the floor is Trace Williams. Trace done a decent job tonight handling the ball. He's got 5 points on the evening. Kick it out here to Willis over in the corner to Andre. Fakes a three. He's going to kick it back out to Willis inside and back. Good ball, pretty good ball movement, but not afforded a shot. Quickly trying to kick it inside, and it's taken away. And it's taken away again by Lorville. The ball is like a oblong football. There's up and under by Alexander for a point. Lorville scores. Believe it or not, that's Alexander's first score of the night. There goes Trey Amos up and under, and he scores again, and he's fouled, so he'll get a free throw. Let's hope he can hit this one. So the Panthers, with 3:19 left to go here in this game, is 43-28, and Trey Amos will be at the line tonight. He's free throw shooting. He's one out of three. He's one out of four, but it's rebounded by Trace Williams. Good job. He's going to take a three from the corner. No good. Sesters out-rebounded, almost knocked it away from Alexander. Quickly down the floor and up and in for number 12, and that's Caleb Jacob. As Lorville scoring some points here, they've got 12 right here in the corner. Trey Amos again, kick it out to the corner. Andre tries to get out. Brings it back out to Sester, in quickly to Willis as he goes up and fires it in. Oh, another fine shot by Willis. He's the Panthers' leading scorer right now. He's got 17, and there's a steal there by Trace Williams coming down the floor, driving the basket, puts it up, doesn't go, no foul, and Alexander comes down with it quickly, and it's become just a run-and-shoot game as Deal goes up. And he's fouled by Andre on the play. As Deal gets another bucket. Bucket's good. And Andre gets his second team foul. And that's going to be the fifth on the Panthers. So Deal's going to be at the line for the back end of a three-point play. Timeout by the Panthers. So we're going to take a quick one here. With 2:29 left to go here in the game, it's 45-32 Panthers. We'll be right back with our Capricorn basketball.
With more than 20 years of service to Acadiana, Action Specialties is the leading provider of uniforms, workwear, screen printing, and promotional products in the South. When it comes to building your brand, Action Specialties has you covered. Whether you need signs and decals for your business, T-shirts and polos for your office, or FR uniforms for your workforce, call Action Specialties for all of your logoed needs. To plan your next project, call Action Specialties at 337-367-1664 or visit us on the web at actionspecialties.com. That's actionspecialties.com.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer. Come visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit, all the time.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Catholic High where Deal's at the free throw line, and he made the free throw, so it's 45-33. Panthers have the ball. Willis driving up and under, fires it up, and it's good. And he's on fire here in the third quarter as he picks up his ninth point. 1:56 left to go here in the third period. Panthers up 47-33. It could have been a walk that pivot foot move for Jacob. That's a Caleb Jacob. Kicks it back out to number 10. And that's Williams, who's scoreless tonight. But the Panthers could be getting into foul trouble right now as another one. And Matthew Andre picks up his third personal foul. And that's going to be the sixth team foul on the Panthers. So it's 47-33 and 1:43 left to go here in the third period. Panthers up by 14 comfortably. And at the line is Deal. He's hitting the line for two shots. First shot's up and bounces off the back of the rim. No good. He'll have another two-shot foul. Yeah, wait for the second shot attempt. But Deal, it's up and in. It's good. Cuts the Panther lead from 14 to 13. And he's got 6 points here in the third period. as the Panthers are going to try to beat this zone over here to the free throw line. Extended inside to Shea Lee. And Shea does a spin. They're going to call it for a double dribble. And the Panthers turned it over. Had him inside, too. Had a good position. He was just trying to go up. But when he stopped his dribble, he started again, and the double dribble call. As Colin Jacob brings it down inside in there. And for an – oh, he missed an easy layup. And that was his twin brother, Caleb. Back down into the corner. Sester tries a long shot. It's blocked. Lorville retrieves it. Quickly down the floor is Caleb Jacob. Over here, they got a charge on somebody. Offensive foul. And that's going to be on number three, I'm pretty sure. No, 1-2, excuse me. That was his twin brother. And that's his third personal foul. That's Caleb Jacob. And that's her fourth team foul. So, of course, a player control foul. And Panthers will not be shooting on an offensive foul against Lorville. So 47-34, 105 left to go here in the third period. As we're here at Catholic High, both of these teams looking for their first district win. Panthers are 0-2 along with Lorville. Panthers up currently, just under a minute. Sester kicks it inside as Shea Lee up and in with a layup. As he scores his first 2 points of the night, Panthers extend their lead to 15, 47 seconds and the clock moving as Colin Jacob comes down out here to Alexander, kicks it over here to Deal. Back out to number 10, and that's Williams. Williams going to try to take a three. It's going to be short, go out of bounds with 32.5 seconds. Unless Catholic High has got a layup, I think they play for the last shot with 32 seconds, up by 15. As Trace Williams come down, and Coach Gilbo shouting instructions. As Trace Williams has the ball, just going to play a little pitch and catch with Sestra up here, looking for somebody inside. Nothing doing right now. Kick it out in the corner, trying to get it to Javion Willis. Still nobody there in their zone. They still got plenty of time. They got about 9 seconds left. Kick over the corner. Andre's going to try a three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Sestra, tries to kick it inside. It's out here to Trey Henry, and his three at the buzzer is no good. So the Panthers going into the fourth quarter, 49-34 over the Lorville Tigers. You're listening to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter right after this.
It's Armentar Jewelers, your hometown jewelers, for all the latest fashion ideas in jewelry, watches, and diamond engagement rings. At Armentar Jewelers, we specialize in custom designs, remounting your older jewelry into something brand new. Graduation rings, traditional and unique, for all area schools. Affordable fashion jewelry and watches. Service, quality, and value. Always at Armentar Jewelers. Dale Street in New Iberia and Park Lafayette. Armentar Jewelers for the special moments in your life.
Here at Orson O'Ford, we're in the final days of the year, and these sweet deals are almost gone. Get $15,000 off when select Expedition XLTs in stock.
Sweet.
We make it easy at Orson O'Ford.
Your home for high school sports. Kane Radio, AM 1240.
We're back here at Catholic High, heading to the fourth and final period as the Panthers hold a commanding 15-point lead right now, 49-34 over the Lorville Tigers. Leading the way for the Panthers right now is Javion Willis, and he's the leading scorer right now. He's got 19 points for the Panthers. Of course, he is the leading scorer on this Panther team, averaging about 13 a game. Trey Henry at about 12. And right, Trey Henry's also got 13 points tonight. Also a dunk on a fine play. Panthers moving in around as we open up the quarter. In tie to Trotter, and they're going to call a jump ball. Who's got the clock right now? It looks like Lorville's got it. So basically the Panthers turned it over on a jump ball. Bringing it down the floor is Jacob. Kicks it to Deal in the corner for a long three, and he swishes it. And he opens up the scoring here in the fourth quarter, cutting that 15-point lead down to 12. 7:24 in the clock moving as K.K. Reno back in the game. Panthers have their starting lineup pretty much in the game. Trey Henry goes up, and he's going to be fouled. Let's see. 1-4, and that's going to be on Alexander. That's going to be his second personal that I have marked, 15 foul. And that will bring Trey Henry to the line for two shots. Tonight he hadn't been real accurate. He's 1 out of 4. And it rolls off on a soft shot, but you got to do that. So he'll get another on the back end of a two-shot foul. Throws it up soft, but you just got to – there you go. And it's good. So hits 1 out of 2 of them. Panthers hit the 50-point mark here with 7:14 left to go here in the fourth and final period. Kick quickly over to Caleb Jacob in the corner. He's picked up by Trotter, a baseball pass across the court. Over to number 10, that's Williams, as Colin trying to kick it out, trying to get it to Alexander. They picked up. Panthers still playing their man-to-man defense. And in and back inside, he's picked off on an inside pass by Trey Henry. He's bringing the ball up the floor. And looking, he's picked up. And there's a long three by Willis. He drills it. And he gets his first points here in the fourth quarter. And we got a timeout by Lorville. It's 53-37. We're going to take a quick one. Panthers in the lead. We'll be right back with more after this on Kane Radio, FM 107 and AM 1240.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
We have a new player on the field and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Catholic High as the Panthers hold a commanding 53-37 lead with 6:15 left to go here in the fourth and final period. Lorville's got the ball on a shot. It's partially blocked by K.K. Reno. He's playing with four fouls right now. So Coach Gilbert just telling him to slow it down a little bit. You know, let's burn a little clock, but let's run our offense. So as K.K. kicks it out to Willis, he's on fire tonight. There's a three off the back iron and out a long rebound to Lorville. 5:51 the clock moving, 53-37 as Colin Jacob between the legs. He's out here at the top of the key trying to set something up over in the far wing. Extended to Deal. Deal back out to Jacob. Jacob into his twin brother, and that's Caleb. It's missed by Alexander. He picks it back up. Check that. That's Deal. Not 14, but Alexander's got it now. A little weave up on the top of the key. Nothing going as Williams can't find anybody out there to Colin. He tries an off-balance shot. It's no good. Picked off there by Javian Willis. He's going to be a high off the rim. He's trying to get a dunk there for Trey Henry. And excited the crowd. Panthers back quickly, but there's an up-and-under shot there by number 12, Caleb Jacob, and a foul on a Panther. Looks like on 34, and that's Sam Trotter. That's his third. Panthers pick up their 17th foul. It's a two-shot foul, so at the line it will be Caleb Jacob, who hadn't scored yet here in the fourth quarter. He's got four for the game, so he'll have a two-shot foul. And the shot's up, no good. Doesn't draw iron. So misses the first one. We have a second. Panthers making some substitution as Sester comes back in the game for Sam Trotter. On the floor for the Panthers is Sester, Williams, Amos, Reno, Trey Amos with the rebound, and also Willis. So that's the five on the floor right now. Pretty much a starting lineup except for Sester. And there's trying to get a pass inside. Just a poor pass by Trey Amos as K.K. Reno picks it up. Dribbling it, trying to drive past his man. He's going to go up for a layup. little short off the rim. Rebound Tigers. 442, 53-37. A little sloppy right now as both teams trying to make up or try to get the other one on balance. And Panthers still in that man-to-man defense. Alexander's got the ball in the corner. He brings it out a little bit. Free throw line extended, trying to get it inside the deal. Almost stolen away by Williams on the floor. Now it's taken by Trey Henry. He's driving to the basket and jamming as he slams one down for Trey Amos and fires up the crowd. As Lorville, a block there by Willis. He gathers the ball underneath the basket as the Panthers head down the court. Quickly, Trace Williams is going to drive it in. Go up and under, left-handed scoop, and it's good for Williams. Here in the fourth and final period, extends the Panther lead to 20, 57-37, 3:49 left to go. There's a shot up and under off the back iron, rebound by Trace Williams under the basket. Smallest man on the floor right now. Kick it down here to Trey Henry. There's J.V. Willis for three off the back end, no good. As Lorville brings the ball up quickly, 3:29 left to go, over in the corner to 11. That's Butler, who hadn't scored yet here in the fourth quarter. He's the Tigers' leading scorer. There's Cullen, and it's off of, looks like, number four. That's going to be, no, that's not Deal. It's going to be 11. That's going to be Butler. Butler, the leading scorer for the Tigers tonight. He's got 11 points. I'll check that. Deal's also got 15. So K.K. Reno bringing it up the floor slowly, trying to burn a little clock with a 20-point lead. As Quicken all the way across court, Sessions is going to go up for a short shot, and it's good as he was in the lane. And good job, Sessions, as he picks up his sixth point here. Panthers extend their 20-point lead to 22. There's a one off the backboard there by number 12, and that's Caleb Jacob. And Panthers bring the ball down the floor. Sessions with a long pass. It's kicked out to Trey Amos. Panthers just trying to play smart right now. But they're jacking up threes. And that's good by KK Reno. And that's his second three of the game, his sixth point. And timeout. So with a 62-39 lead, 2:25 left to go. Wholesale changes here for the Panthers. And we're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Kane Radio, FM 107, AM 1240.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Hi, I'll have a paycheck with flexible hours up to $2,500 for college and a side of fries.
Looking for a tasty job? McDonald's is way more than just a paycheck. I get to choose my own hours, learn new skills, and be part of an amazing team. Did I mention they sell delicious fries? Sure, I work at McDonald's, but McDonald's works for me. Check out how McDonald's can work for you at mcdonalds.com/careers.
The Quarter Tavern at 910 East Main Street is the place to watch sports. 18 TVs, where else would you want to watch the big game? The Quarter Tavern is also your home for the best drink prices in DeBary. Most domestic beer is just $2 all day, every day, except when they're cheaper. And the happiest hours, 5 until 8, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, when most drinks are just a dollar. The Quarter Tavern open 9 a.m. daily, and check out their Facebook page for monthly and daily pop-up schedules. This Friday, it's Dustin Ray and Southern Groove.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here as Matthew Andre commits a foul at the line. Panthers have a whole new five on the floor. There's number three off the back iron, no good. And, of course, that's Colin Jacob with two free throws here in the fourth quarter. Panthers with a 23-point lead. Back into the second shot. The lefty in and out, no good. Rebound by the Tigers and driving and backing it out. Quick pass across court as Lorville trying to cut into a huge lead with 2 minutes left to go in this ball game. As it's out to Colin Jacob, he's going to drive. He's going to be fouled by 23, who's in the game for the Panthers, and that's Jonathan Jumaville. So Panthers right now on the floor have Andre, Jonathan Jumaville, Shea Lee, Luke Lessard, and I'm trying to find also DJ Neville. That's a five on the floor for the Panthers. At the line is number three, and that's going to be Colin Jacob. His free throw is no good. Rebound is knocked out off the hands of number four, and that's Luke Lessard. So Lowerville takes it out underneath their basket. And up and under at number 12, that's Caleb Jacob with his eighth point. Cuts into the lead at 62-41 with 1:45, the clock moving. Kick it inside. There's Neville with a bucket up and under. Just a little hook shot there. And he gets his first two. 64-41, 1:33 left to go. As Jacob dribbling the ball out at the top of the key, picked up there by number 23, which is Jumaville, trying to drive the baseline. Long three off the top of the board. Rebound goes out here to Jumaville. He's going to go up, and it's slapped out of bounds. And the Panthers will have it underneath their basket. Trying to get into the corner. Panther reserves doing a pretty good job. Kick it back out here to the top of the key to Shea Lee. Shea Lee dribbling with the right hand. Kick it into the corner. It's a try for a three, and it's short by Jumaville. It's kicked out by a Lowerville Tiger. Panthers will have it. 57 seconds left to go, up 64-41. Looking for their first district win. Looks like it's in the books right now with a 23-point lead and under a minute left. As Andre's going to take it in, he kicks it out, and there's a shot in the corner, up and over by number 30, and that was Newville. It's on the white. Looks like I don't see a 24 in the book for the Panthers. So foul on the Panthers. That's a 10th team foul, too. But it doesn't matter. They're going to shoot two, and that's Butler's going to shoot two. And his first shot's up and no good. His next shot's up and good. So it's 64-42, 53 seconds left to go in the game. Clock starts now in the inbound as Matthew Andre brings it across the midcourt line. He's picked up by Caleb Jacob. Matthew with the left hand. Turns around. He's going to take a long three off the backboard. No good. Up and under by number 23. And that's Jumaville gets his first points of the night as the Panthers extend their lead. 27 seconds left to go. It's blocked by Shea Lee as Matthew Andre is tied up. And that foul's going to be on number 11. That's Butler. So, the Panthers, that's only the 16th foul for Lowerville in this half. It's 66-42, 22 seconds left to go in the game. Panthers got to get it at least across the 10-second line and just dribble it out. And Hugh Andre brings it up. And the Panther student body is raising the Tigers and the Panthers just threw it away with 7 seconds left. I'm not sure what they're jingling over there. I'm not sure if it's dog collars or IDs or what. So the Panther student body, they're giving the raspberries to the Lowerville Tiger team. There's a long three, in and out, no good. And the Panthers win this one by a score of 66-42. And we're going to take a quick break and be back with a wrap-up. If you're listening to Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240, we'll be right back after this.
In 1945, Roy Berard started a company that would become one of the top mega transport companies in America. Since then, we've moved some of the heaviest and largest objects on the planet. Learn more at BerardTrans.com. Berard, the mega transport experts.
This is Braden Berard. The Berard team is a proud supporter of the Lowerville Tigers. We'd like to wish the team and our very own Andrew Berard and Hunter Freeu a great season. Go Tiger!
When considering your health care, you don't have to leave Iberia Parish for nationally recognized care and service. Iberia Medical Center has been serving the parish and surrounding communities since 1960. They're recognized nationally for patient care, receiving the Women's Choice Award as one of America's best hospitals for patient experience for two consecutive years. They've received the Studer Group Excellence in Patients Care Award for communication with doctors, and they were designated as one of Louisiana's top hospitals in both 2013 and 2014. Iberia Medical Center, improving the health and quality of life in our community.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajor inviting you to join me and PGA Golf professional Teddy Sliman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240. Chip Shots is brought to you by GolfBalls.com and the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of New Iberia, as well as our club sponsors, Squirrel Run, Spanish Trail, and Sugar Oaks. So let's make a tee time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
And now, back to the stadium.
Kane Radio, AM 1240 and FM 107.5.
We're back here at Catholic High for a big Panther win as they beat the Louisville Tigers 66-42. Leading the Panthers away tonight was Javion Willis. Willis had 22 points, followed up by Trey Amos with 14. But the Panthers' scoring was pretty spread out, too. Shea Lee had 2, KK Reno 6. Trace Williams, 7. Preston Sestia had 6. Also scoring Matthew Andre with 3. With 2 apiece, Jonathan Jumaville, DJ Neville, and Sam Trotter. Leading the Louisville attack today, only 5 players hit the scoring column. Leading their scores was Deal with 17 and Butler with 12, followed by Jacob. That's Caleb Jacob with 8. And with 3 was Colin Jacob and 2 with Alexander. But Panthers pretty much took command of the game in the second quarter when they outscored Louisville 17-7 and outscored them each quarter for the remainder of the game by 17-16 in the third and 17-8 in the fourth. And that pretty much told the story of the game tonight. So the Panthers will be back on the radio. That will be Friday night as they entertain the West St. Mary Wolfpack for another big game. So we'll be here with Kane Radio. I want to thank Jeff Boggs back at the studio for engineering this game. And, of course, this game was brought to you in part by Omitar Jewelry, Spanish Lake Market, Hike Menville and Grubbs, Gulf America Wild Rope, Mamaris Power Sports, Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Action Specialties, Allstate Credit, Arnor Glass, Landry Watkins, Rapathia and Bro, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, Arsenal Ford, Iberia Medical Center, McDonald's, your local McDonald's, J.P. Thibodeau, Morris Hike and Michael Hike Attorneys, Bayroid Transportation, Shertai Apartments, Quarter Tavern, Hennigan Team Dentistry, South Sestia Wealth Management, and Catholic High. And your happy final, the Catholic High Panthers 66 and the Louisville Tigers 42. Will be back Friday night from for the John Dish Gym with Catholic High taking on the West St. Mary Wolfpack. And we'll turn it back to the studios and regular programming. Big win for the Panthers. Your happy final.